My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Refinishing wood floors is way up there on my list of satisfying projects. There aren't many other projects that yield such dramatic results in a similar time frame. Let's walk through the typical sequence. First, clear the rooms. If you're considering painting as well, these projects work well together. Clearing the space can be the biggest pain for either floor sanding or painting, so if you're doing it, you might as well double up on the projects. So you've got the room cleared out. Now go ahead and clean it. You'll be doing a lot of cleaning during the sanding and refinishing of wood floors. Survey the floor to assess its condition. Make sure any protruding nails are pulled or sunk. Hitting a nail while floor sanding destroys your paper. It's a waste of time and money. If your floors are wavy, or if you're looking to remove a lot of old finish, you'll need to use a flooring drum sander. If the floors are in good condition and you're basically freshening them up, you can use a flooring pad type sander. These are basically orbital sanders on steroids. The pads are most commonly a rectangular 12 by 18 inches. Some use 4-6-inch sanding discs. These aren't quite as common. I've never seen a drum-type sander without a dust collection bag, but some pad-type sanders lack a collection system. There are two primary differences between drum or pad sanders. Drum sanders are much more aggressive, thus the choice for floors that need a lot of work. The pad sanders can get right against vertical surfaces and into corners. This means you don't need an edger or much if any hand sanding. An edger is a floor sander that uses a 6-inch disc. As the name says, it sands the edges of the room's floor. Edging can be fairly hard on your back. You'll still need to catch the inside corners with a small orbital sander or by hand. If you're sanding painted floors, test for lead first and proceed accordingly. Drum sanders do a lot of work fast, so you can do a lot of damage fast if you're not careful. Always start and end your rows with the drum raised. As you walk, slowly lower it and slowly raise it at the end. Run with the grain of the wood. The exception to this is if you're trying to flatten very wavy floors. In this case, you can run diagonally to start. With either type sander, start with your most aggressive grit paper, next your medium grit, then finish up with your finest grit. You're going to run through multiple grits with your edger as well. If you get any glazing or burning, the paper is clogged and needs to be changed. If the glazing and burning happens within minutes of a new sheet, you need to use a coarser grit paper. If you need to fill any holes, do it after your first sanding. Once the sanding is complete, vacuum thoroughly. Make sure to wear non-marring shoes or just socks from here on out. Go over the floor with a tack cloth to pick up dust. My personal preference is for water-based floor finish, but there are oil-based finishes as well. You'll be pouring strips of finish on the floor and moving it about with a mop applicator. Be sure to make an exit plan. Between each coat, lightly hand sand, vacuum, and run a tack cloth over the floor. The higher the gloss, the harder the finish. If you prefer a satin sheen, you can still use the harder high gloss for your first coats and satin as the top coat. Allow the floors to cure as per the instructions on the can prior to moving the furniture back in. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.